Hi, I'm Renee Summerauer, digital news anchor here at 7 at 7. Watch our streaming nonstop newscast immediately with your mobile phone. 7 at 7 is the new way for you to get every bit of local news you need in just 7 minutes. Breaking news, local neighborhood news, weather, and sports are just a click away. Reporters bring you all of what's happening in the Valley. From Roku, Amazon Fire, Apple TV, YouTube, and more. Get every bit of local news you need from the RJ and LVRJ.com.
Welcome to the Raiders Press Pass, your credential to all things silver and black.
So we're knee deep in Denver, and these guys are, this is an interesting group, obviously going through some changes. From last year to this year relative to their staff and the systems that they're using, and definitely some players that have changed. But explosive team, all three phases, no doubt. Playing well on defense right now, good pass rush, very good pass rush, play a lot of tight coverage, pretty good in the defensive backfield. You know, Surtain and Darby are, they may be, one of the best duos that we're going to see all year for sure. But they, keeping people out of the end zone, creating turnovers, forced more fumbles than any team in the league so far. So that'll be a big challenge. Offensively, of course, Russell's, there's a lot of things you could say about Russell Wilson. Probably not enough superlatives over the last 10 years. This guy's won games, fourth quarter comebacks, completion percentage, quarterback rating. And he's starting to do it again. They've trailed in the fourth quarter of all three of their games, and he's brought them back and, won a couple of those. So running game's good. Backs are good. Both of them can make yards with the ball in their hands. Doing a good job of creating some big plays in the passing game with their receiving core. Tight ends all have made plays. And then the kicking game, kicker's got a huge leg. He'll try them from basically the logo on. They cover well in their kicking game, and they got a good young returner who has averaged almost 20 yards a return in college, and he's already started to make some plays in the league. So hard at work getting to know these guys. They're a little different than the team that we played last year, but looking forward to having a good day today.
Josh, Dan Orlovsky was on, ESPN yesterday, kind of implied or maybe even accused Derek Carr of purposely trying not to throw the ball to Devontae Adams in situations where he was open, and maybe the ball was intended to go there. But I just wanted to ask you if you're seeing anything similar to that, and B, are there ever any discussions where you say, hey, maybe we have to spread the ball around a little bit longer. It might come at the expense of, player A, even if player A is wide open.
I obviously don't know. I didn't see that. I don't know what he's referring to. look, there's one ball, there's five skill players. Usually four or five of them are in the read somehow, some way, unless they're just full time in protection. Devontae would always be involved in the read part of that. Sometimes he's the first one, sometimes he's the second. He's very rarely the third, fourth, or fifth, but sometimes it is what it is based on the coverage. And so, again, we've seen a lot of different things in 3 weeks, much of which may not have showed up in the scouting report based on the way a team played someone else. So I'd say one of the things that's a new experience for everyone is when you create a report, a scouting report for an opponent, you can only look at what they've done against someone else. Now, you can guess what they're going to do against you, but that's, you're shooting in the dark there. So one of the things that's really been interesting, and I've experienced this a couple other times in my life, is that, the scouting report almost takes a right or a left turn at the beginning of the game because a team decides to do something dramatically different than maybe what they did against two or three opponents prior to your game. And so I think that, getting used to that, being able to adjust to it and still be productive. And, again, a good example would be Hollins. you know, has more opportunities because of certain things that maybe someone did to try to effectively take someone else away. You know, Darren was doubled a number of times the other day. Devontae was as well. Hunter's been doubled this year multiple times. So you can't necessarily predict it, which is why what we try to always preach is the most important thing we can do is read the defense, because if you're going to just assume that one guy is going to be open or, you know, I have to throw it here, again, the defense always has a vote in that, and they get to determine how they're going to try to cover you. So I don't think anyone's trying to do anything, you know, other than move the football and score points. Sometimes, you know, a double may occur and it may look to somebody else like, well, he was still open. There might be two or three guys that were more open. And so that's part of the process. So we've talked openly to Derek and Devontae about this, you know, and like I said, I've gone through this with a few other players, you know, before, where you just have to get used to how you're getting played, because it's not the same as what you see on the scouting report or what you see on the tape as you get ready for the game. So I have no issue with either one of those two guys. They're trying their very best to do the right things always, and they'll continue to do that as we go forward.
Based on what you're seeing, do you feel like Derek is reading it correctly, seeing it, you know, when they say talking about seeing it?
Sure. Again, and like I said, there's always opportunities where you say, well, he was doubled but still had a shot. Yeah, that might have been true. And we might have completed a few balls in that situation as well. So there's, you know, being right and wrong, there's definitely some subjectivity to that, you know. And, look, we grade every throw, we grade every route, we grade every read. And these two guys have a lot of confidence in these two guys doing the right thing. So, but it's a process for them. This isn't, you know, we've talked about it, like they didn't see this together when they played before. You know, in college, that's not what happened. So they're getting different things, and some of which Devontae's more used to because he's been played a little bit more like that. And now it's the two of them getting used to it together. And, you know, we have a responsibility to help those two guys continue to be productive as well. So we're all in it together.
Maybe a small sample of three games, but Matt Collins, are you even surprised? Or, I mean, I'm sure you're happy with this production, but even with a small sample size, does he surprise you?
No, not surprised. I mean, because of the way the effort he puts in and the way he works. He's worked like that since he got here. When we signed him, you know, this was part of the equation, you know, and he wanted an opportunity to try to compete on offense and be more of an offensive contributor, as well as all the good things he does in the kicking game. And so what a tribute to him that he's still making impactful plays in the kicking game and playing almost, let's just call it, almost every single play on offense. I think it says a lot about the character of the human being and the type of person, type of leader he is, because he doesn't want to come off the field for anything. I mean, if we told him you're running down on the kickoff team, you're protecting on the punt, you're the gunner on the punt team, you know, you're rushing punts, and then you're going to play every snap on offense, he wouldn't even blink, you know. So, no, just he's taking advantage of his opportunities that have come his way, obviously made some huge plays, you know, and what an unselfish player.
You said that about Devontae, you said obviously he's going to be the first read or the second read. He's not going to be the third read. Has Mac worked himself? Has he earned himself into being one of the top reads?
It would depend on what the play was and then the coverage. And again, sometimes I think there's, you know, this is, I don't want to bore you guys with this, but, you know, sometimes there's what we call a progression read, you know, and you're going from one side to the other. You know, sometimes you're reading it as a coverage read. So if it's post safety, I'm over here, and it's split safety, I'm over there, you know. And so depending on what the coverage is, sometimes the beginning of the read could change. And so Mac has definitely, he's in all of them as well, because all the receivers really are at some point. But he's certainly taken advantage of the ones that he becomes an earlier part of the progression. And there's no doubt about that. And he has been first or second at times, no doubt.
If I can ask you this question, and I'm sure you're tired of answering questions about the offensive line.
No, it's all right.
If I understood more, maybe I'd be standing up there as a coach. In the preseason, we asked you about the rotations. Mm-hmm. You said this is normal. We're not going to have the same five guys.
Yeah.
Three games in, and I get it, there's some injuries. You've
yep.
said, hey, we're still looking for the formula.
Yep.
It's now seven games.
Yep.
When's the formula work out?
I think when it's, again, when it's clear and evident, I think that's what it is. Look, I'd nobody would like that to be more evident and clear than all of us in here, you know, to say, hey, this is, we don't need to do anything else. And I think the biggest thing for us is we've tried to continue to stress execution and competition and practice, which I know you guys don't always get to see anymore, and the games. And so the adjustment we made last week was, you know, basically to try to find the right group that could play as one unit and, you know, had no negative runs last week, you know, kept them off Derek for the most part. It's a good pass rush last week. It's another good one this week. And so I think that there was definitely some progress made there. Andre was out again, you know, last week. So, you know, there's definitely an element of patience for that. I just think we, you know, sometimes you want it to be done before it's done. Sometimes you want it to be simpler before, you know, really the decision should be made. And so, you know, I want that as much as anybody else does. I think we're just trying to make sure that we put the right five guys out there as much as we can.
Josh, when your team is in the midst of a disappointing stretch, mm-hmm. it's easy to point out what's gone wrong. There has been good things too. As a coach, how do you find that balance? Hey, this isn't acceptable, but there are good things in that
yep.
balance.
Do it the same way every week, you know, and be consistent. They know that. It's football. You know, we've been in three close games, so you're not in three close games against three good teams without playing well in stretches of each one of those games. So our players, and again, whether we have a good day or a practice that's a little less than what we wanted, or we play a game and we win or we lose, I think the consistent approach as a coach is really what I've learned is best for them. You know, this is really good. We're really doing well here, and we need to continue to do that well. And these are some areas where we can improve in. And here's, again, I think our responsibility is to provide them with, you know, hey, these are some solutions here that'll help us in this situation. So just try to be consistent with them. And, you know, the positives are the positives. They are what they are. And the negatives are the negatives. And so we're just try to be truthful, you know, and open with them. And they do a good job of listening, and we just try to make the things that we can make better, better.
Yesterday, I was talking to Mick, and he said that Matt Collins was an amazing human being, even more than anything that he can do on the team as a player. Just, it's very evident that he's a very interesting person. Do you have any stories or recollections that kind of sum up who Matt Collins is as a person to you?
I mean, I have probably a few of them, but you know, I look out my window every once in a while, and Mac is running, you know, to the facility. You know, there's not many people that, you know, use their legs to get anywhere anymore, but Mac's one of them. So he's a guy that, you know, he's a free spirit, but he's got an urgency about him and an attention to detail about him that, you know, that you would ask every player to possess in the building. But he's also, boy, what a breath of fresh air relative to the things he's interested in. And I know he's talked about a fish tank and a zoo and, you know, and all the rest of that stuff. I mean, this is, but that's real for him, and having snakes and everything else. I mean, he loves that stuff, you know. I mean, believe me, my daughters think this guy is like, he's the top of the chart for them. So, I mean, like, you get Devontae and Max Crosby, and those are great, but, like, where's Mac? I mean, they just want to talk about Mac. So, you know, he just has great interest, you know, and I think that speaks to the depth of the person, you know. And you talk about him, what his role is here on the team. I'm not sure that there's anything he doesn't do. He leads. He practices well. He encourages others. He picks guys up. He makes big plays. He's tough, you know. I mean, he's in great condition. Just, you know, boy, if, like I said, it's hard to find people that are more determined to help the team in any way they can than Mac.
It's obviously been a while, but being a head coach against Denver, is there any significance to that to you?
No, other than it's a division game. Obviously, we want to try to get ourselves going here at home, a first division home game. You know, we're excited about that. But no, I don't. I've said this many times. They gave me a great opportunity at a young age, and thankful for that, and learned a lot of lessons from that.
Well, to be the division game, there was so much talk about this division coming into the year. You know, everybody was so excited about it, and you know,
we're still excited about it.
It's I know, but it's been good, but it's not like, you know, it's not all the teams 3-0. Obviously, they can't be there playing each other, but
yep.
The fact that it's kind of, you know, the pack isn't running away from you guys at this point, like, is that, do you look around and say it's more, you know, you're not out of it yet, it's still kind of right there to be had? And
I don't think we talk about, I mean, like I said, we're it's still September, and, you know, I think all three other teams, and then you throw ourselves in there, I mean, I can't imagine that there's any team in the league that's saying right now, man, we're where we want to be at the end. I mean, we're all. I heard something the other day, like the average, the scoring average in the league's at 21. I mean, I was like, you know, whoa, you know what I mean? Like, you know, just it's a shocking, you know, and that just tells me like there's a lot of development and there's a lot of improvement. And there's a lot of things that need to get better, you know, and I don't worry about like, well, why is that? Or where have we misstepped? Our focus is on trying to fix the things that we can fix and make ourselves better. But looking around and all that stuff is really kind of, it just distracts you from what you need to do this week. Man, this week's we got an important game, obviously. And, you know, and we'll try to get ourselves rolling in the division. And, that's where we're going to focus on.
You guys are nursing a few injuries at cornerback specifically. How do you feel about the depth at that position, just along the roster and also with the practice squad? They have a few guys there.
Yeah, I mean, it. You know, you get challenged a lot of spots. You know, whether it's been the offensive line or, you know, in the defense, we've had some things like that crop up here. You know, but look, that's what they're all here for. You know what I mean? And we're no different than any other team. No different. You look around and. This guy's out. This guy's on IR. This guy's injured. He's inactive. You know, the bottom line is we're gonna make, you know, a handful of guys inactive on game day, and the other guys are gonna go compete their butt off and try to win. So I feel good about all the guys on our roster and all the guys on our practice squad because I know what they're doing each day to work and get ready to go. I think this is a really important time of the year where you say, you know, anybody that's sitting in that meeting. Has to understand, like you may be elevated. You know, we've elevated players in each game so far this year, and that would not shock me if that continues. So, you know, they understand that it's not just 53 getting ready for the game; it's 69. You know what I mean? And if there's obviously somebody that's hurt and can't play, then all right, that's one. But everybody that's nursing some injuries right now, they're doing everything they can to get ready to go and get ready to play and get back and help their teammates as soon as they can.
Daron Harmon's been made some of the biggest defensive plays. What stood out most about him early? And if you have to use some of those young, inexperienced guys, was he kind of like a steadying influence back in the defensive?
Yeah, very. He's such a great preparer, you know. And I think that, you know, he's a guy that has great experience, and he understands. And this is really something that's, you know, we talk about this a lot, but it's really a great thing for young players to really work hard at. Is your preparation can help you play faster on the field because you can anticipate. And that's a word that sometimes young players, you know, they rely on skill and talent and ability, and they don't factor in the anticipation part of the equation. And, you know, the play that Daron made the other day on the, you know, on the interception, that was, you know, anticipated it. You know, read the formation properly, made a good play. You know, a couple of big hits he made in the Arizona game, same thing. You know what I mean? So, you know, he now knows how to use that after so many years in the league to really provide himself with every advantage possible. And what an opportunity for those younger players because he tells them and helps them in any way that he can. He doesn't hold anything back. He knew he was competing with them all during the entire offseason and training camp, and the only thing he cared about was if there was anything else he could do to help them get better. So, great influence, and, you know, happy we have him.
One more cue. With the edge rushers that are coming to town with Denver, is it a game where you might have to lean a little heavily on the run game, if at all possible?
I mean, we all, like I said, we want to stay balanced. You know, there's probably, again, there's some really good duos in the league. This one's at the top, you know, and there's, you know, our division's kind of, you know, brutal that way. When you talk about Gregory and Chubb and even the guys that come in, Barron, I mean, behind them, like, there's not a, you know, they're coming, you know, and so The one thing that I think that they've done a tremendous job of this year defensively, and, you know, Ajiro's done a great job of putting them in positions to do this, is that their ability to play great first down defense has afforded them more pass rush opportunities. It's the best defense in the league on first down, you know, and so most of the second and third downs are in the pass category. And so, you know, being able to be productive, regardless of what scheme we use or play we run, we're going to have to be more productive than what, you know, other teams have been, because that's what's given them so many opportunities to pin their ears back and go, you know, because the offense finds themselves in too many long yardage situations. So great duo, play with great effort, really do a good job when they get near the quarterback. So we're going to have to do a good job collectively of playing the game the right way. Which a big part of that's going to have to be getting off to a good start in the series. You know, first down can't turn into second and 10 every time, or you're playing behind the sticks.
Thanks, Coach.
Good. All right. Yep, you got it.
Be able to throw it up there in deep.
You know what's awesome is, I'm glad you asked about Mac. You know, Devontae still has 3 touchdowns in 3 games. You know, it's not like he's not there, you know. But, you know, we're seeing a lot of different coverages. People are trying to take him away in different ways. And we talked about this before the season. I said, we're going to see a trend, like the first game, Tay has all these catches, all these yards. Not the next week, of course, someone's going to try and do something, and then try and do something. And then if the other guys can show, like Mac did, he went for, what, 160 or whatever it was. He went career high, 2 games in a row. And I was like, you know, that's such a testament to his ability. That's such a testament to his work ethic. It's also a testament to Devontae and Darren pulling coverage and taking people so that Mac can have that opportunity. And Devontae knew when he was coming here, he knew that, you know, that he was going to have other guys that could also get the football here. And, you know, so far the guys, when they need to, the ball has gotten in their hands and they're taking advantage of those opportunities, which for a guy like Mac, like you guys know, he works so hard and it makes me so happy for him.
Dan Orlovsky said that based on the film, he thought that maybe you were trying not to throw the ball to Devontae. I've talked to him. And it wasn't anything malicious. You just felt like maybe you were trying to not overdo it with Devontae in order to get other guys involved.
Yeah. I don't think Dan is a malicious type. He never has been. You know, he, from the times I've ever talked to him, he was a super great guy. So I got no problem with Dan. That's first and foremost. And anything I say, I have to say that first, because no matter what I say after that, that's all you'll see is on the headline, you know. But at the end of the day, like, I'm going to listen to Josh in my progressions and what he's telling me in the game, and we're trying to set things up to get the ball a certain place and all that kind of stuff. And it takes repetition. It takes time. You know, we're only 3 games in to us playing together again, you know, and it hasn't been all bad, you know. And so for me to not want to throw it to him or anything like that, I wouldn't necessarily agree with that. But I get what Dan's trying to say. You know, everyone wants to see Devontae get all the yards and all the catches, but if you flip him and Max numbers, no one says anything, you know. And so we talked about this before the season, that there's going to be some times where that happens, you know, and we're going to be talking about, well, where's this guy's targets? And then so where's Darren's targets? Where's this? And we knew this was coming. You know, I tried to warn everybody, but I knew that this would come, especially when Tay showed up and everyone was excited to watch us play together, right? But again, I got nothing wrong with Dan. You know, I've always respected Dan, and there's nothing there for me. But when it comes to the reads and all that kind of stuff, I'm just gonna do my best ability what Josh wants me to do.
You also think it's as easy as just win a couple of games and all that will go away too?
Yeah, I think if we win two or three of these games, that, you know, we're talking about the 3 touchdowns instead of, you know, all the other stuff, but that's football, man. And I take responsibility for that, man. We haven't won this year. And that solves everything, as you know, when we went on our run last year, a lot of things got overlooked because we were winning, you know. But at the end of the day, it's all about winning. And, you know, we're going to do whatever we can to make sure that, you know, we stay focused on that. You know, if we start getting into, you know, all the other stuff, you know, we're playing the game for the wrong reasons. So we got to win to solve some of those problems.
How important are the captains in that, captains and the leaders off of that point to make sure that the first 3 weeks doesn't snowball into something
good? You know, we've had some really good meetings. We're not pulling no fire alarms. There's nothing like that. You know, a lot of us, you know, there's a lot of good football players on this team that, and we're sitting here and we're like, man, we're 0-3 right now, you know, and we've all been through adversity. We've all been through things in our life or in football that we can draw back to remind everybody. And if I'm honest, I thought today was a great practice. I thought everyone responded so well. Everyone responded on Monday so well to the critiques from our coaches. There was a lot of just, yes, sir, I got you, I'll do it right. And they did it today, and the energy, the excitement at practice, and that's our job as leaders to make sure that stays. And, you know, I thought we answered that well. You know, I think, you know, that's not a recipe for exactly winning, but it sure is better than going the other way.
Mentioned about Devontae's three catches, their red zone catches. Darren has one red zone. Yep. But of course, because there's losses, people are going to wonder, question,
yep,
times you're not putting it in the end zone, in the red zone. Is, yep, that something that's just going to come with progression as well?
Yeah, it's going to take all of us. It takes all 11 every single time, you know. And the faster that we can all 11 do the right thing, those percentages will go up, you know, and, you know, it's on the film. You know, we believe in what coach is exactly saying. We see it the way he's saying it. he didn't like that. He dropped it. you know, but yes, I'm confident that it'll get better. Now, where does that confidence come from? It comes from the work that we're putting in and how hard we worked at it today. You know, guys are running until they can't run anymore just to get it right. You know what I mean? And so I'm confident they'll get better, but we have to do it on game day. And so we have the right guys to do it. We got the right coaches. We believe in the scheme. We just takes time. You know, no one wants to do that right now, but us playing together, we've gotten better each week, you know, which doesn't count for a win, but we're getting better, and hopefully we can continue that stride to where it does turn into wins and we keep getting better throughout the season as it goes on.
Mentioned having the meeting. I know there's been some chatter about you guys had some productive team meetings. Is that something that would happen every week, or was it, you know, specific to this situation? You felt like there were some things you needed to talk to the team.
Yeah, about? Well, you know, it's a different culture, right? You know, Josh and the coaches, Dave, and there's different players, and it's not the same team. So we couldn't just go about the same way that we had been for the last couple of years, you know, and how we would fight through adversity. So we kind of, as captains, we just took a second. We said, we all think we're doing the right things. You know, there was no like players only. Like, it wasn't like that kind of thing. Like, it was like, we're all doing the right thing. Let's just make sure we're all pulling the same way. You know, we're all kind of trying to go the right way, but this is how we as a building go now, you know? And so I thought it was very productive, super positive. The response from other teammates, you could see the look in their face. You could see the way that they responded at practice today. I think it was very positive. I think it was a very good thing. But we're all just trying to be problem solvers. You know, you never want to be someone that comes in the building and creates problems. You want to be someone that comes in and solves problems. And so we all watch the tape. You know, the coaches, the players, and we all see what we need to do and all that kind of stuff. Now it's about staying positive and doing them.
Following the loss, Devontae had mentioned that it's okay to be frustrated, but to use that frustration,
yep,
right, to move you guys forward. Do you follow that same sentiment?
Yeah, absolutely. It's okay to be frustrated. Yeah. I've been here 9 years. I've been frustrated my fair share of times, you know. And one, it will crumble you, or two, it'll motivate you. To when your back's against the wall, or when it's the hardest, or when it's, you know, everything's against you, whatever that may be, trying to throw those terms out, right? Whatever that may be, it's either going to crumble you and you'll just drift off into the distance, or you'll keep fighting and try and be a part of the solution, you know? And so it's okay to be frustrated, but as long as you're still a good teammate, you know, as long as you're still putting the work in, as long as you're still doing those things, it's okay to be mad. Everyone's frustrated. I was pissed after we lost, you know? Like, no one wants to lose, especially the way that we've lost 13 points or whatever it is in three games. Like, that's crazy, you know? And but we gotta stay positive, because as soon as you start getting, you know, down and in the dumps, that's not gonna pull you out of anything. That goes in life. You know, I teach that to my kids. You know, if they're getting frustrated, I'm like, it's okay to be frustrated, but still gotta do the right thing. You know, no matter how you feel. And so, I think that's been the message: is it's okay to be frustrated, but even when it's hard, you still gotta do the right thing.
For this Sunday, another week, another set of big time pass rushers are gonna be,
yep,
coming after you. What are you seeing on the tape about the Broncos?
Oh, man. You know, Randy, they added Randy. Great player. I thought since he came into the league, he's been a phenomenal talent, phenomenal player. Chubb is unbelievable. you know, and before Brandy was there, it was Vaughn and, you know, Chubb. And before them, it was Vaughn and DeMarcus and Shaq and, you know, and Shane Ray. And, you know, I've seen my fair share of pass rushers, you know, in this division, right? And so these guys are awesome. And it's not just those guys. The guys inside are great players, you know. So we have our work cut out for us at all three levels of the defense. You know, they're very physical. They're top defense. You know, they're unbelievable, talented players, very confident group. You know, Kareem, I think, is one of the best safeties in the NFL, one of the most physical guys, brings it every single day. They got some good corners. You know, the other safety can fly. Linebackers are physical. You know, we got our work cut out for us at all three levels. And if we don't bring it, you know, they're going to make sure that they have a good day, right? And so we're focused on having a good week of practice so that we can go out there and compete against those guys. But, yeah, I mean, I think the world of those guys. I think they're, you know, some of the best players, you know, in our whole league on that defense.
One more question about Devontae. He said he feels like he's being double-teamed 95% of the time, but he said it doesn't really bother him. He's used to that. It's happened for years now.
Yep.
I'm wondering, did you see that back in college? How quickly was it when you guys established your thing? Did you see defenses really scheming?
Yeah, I mean, there was definitely early on, you know, as soon as they saw him run a couple routes on film, you're like, oh, gosh, we can't just leave, you know, one walk-on corner over here guarding this guy, you know. And sure enough, he's proven that in the NFL. And so even then we had two other guys besides him go for 1,000 yards, you know. So it when that happens, everyone else has to do their job too, you know. And that's what we saw, you know, these last couple weeks, you know, Mac having two big days and him proving to everyone, okay, you want to double him? Well, I'm also, you know, 6'5 and run a 4.3 and I can play football too, you know. And I think that that's been good for our team. I think that's been good for everyone's confidence to know that no matter what we have to draw on, that we have it. But, yeah, we saw it early on. But if that's what people want to do, other people are going to make plays. And Tay, he's still going to get the ball. You know, there's still ways to get him the football, and there's still ways to play football. But, you know, if people are going to, in certain aspects, take, you know, three DBs or underneath help and put them on his side of the field, it's cover zero everywhere else, you know. And so, you know, it's my job to make the decisions that Josh wants me to make at those points too.
Reading some of the old transcripts through training camp, talking to some guys, just the person that he is off the field, in the locker room, what he brings as far as his whole persona.
I mean, Mac, he got one of the most infectious personalities that I've been around. I mean, I was talking to a couple of my other teammates about it, and I was like, I don't think I've been around somebody that talks so frequently, but it never gets annoying. You know what I mean? Like he know a way to do it where he's always the same guy every day, which is, you know, something that you gotta appreciate in the teammate. And yeah, that great energy is in the huddle. It's not always joking around. You know, sometimes it's serious, not often, but sometimes it's serious. But he's a funny dude, great personality, and you know, he's gonna keep you up. And if you mess something up, he might get on you, like, kind of jokingly about it as a way to kind of soften the blow a little bit and just kind of address the elephant in the room. So, I mean, he's got a way with people, and he's definitely a joy to have on the team.
Monte, after the Titans game, you said that it's okay to be frustrated, but you got to do something about it. What goes into that process of translating emotion into action?
Well, first, the way you attack practice the next week, and I think everybody this is one of our best practices as far as attention to detail. You know, just everybody being locked in on every minuscule, you know, part of what we're doing on offense, defense, both sides of the ball. I mean, special teams, the kicking game, everything looked really sharp today. So when you come in and you're attentive and you acknowledge some of the things that you did negatively that impacted the game in a bad way, you got to come back and make those changes. And I saw that, you know, that type of turn was made today.
I know you were a basketball player, by family, the NBA as well. When you take a big score, put him onto a team that has another big score, there's going to be a little bit of an adjustment, I would imagine.
Yeah.
For you coming here, where there's other guys that have had big numbers, there's probably going to be an adjustment. And there's been some talk out there that maybe to make sure that it balances out, that Derek might be not throwing it to you purposely in order to make sure other people are involved. Do you sense any of that, or is that just sort of speculation and, you know, looking at a team that's 0-3 right now and trying to find reasons?
That is that. I mean, people always got to break something down. So at the end of the day, I mean, we're losing these games by, you know, a small margin at the end of the day. So we win those games. They're not talking about that. They don't care. They, you know, all the Green Bay people will definitely still be on that and talk about, you know, try to compare the stats and all of that. But we're not doing this thing for stats at the end of the day, so I don't think anybody's tripping about that. And just to hit on what you just said again, I mean, it has nothing to do with, you know, having too many, you know, guys that have had success or whatever it is. It's simply an adjustment to playing, I mean, for lack of better words, with me. I mean, it's a different type of coverage you're going to get. Nobody gets played like how I get played in the National Football League. So it's going to be a lot different as far as, because when you watch tape, you look at what teams do, and that's the whole purpose of watching tape, is to see tendencies and what everybody's doing. And then, you know, when you play against me, I mean, it's not going to be a whole lot of times where they just are going to go one high man and just single up the corner. And, I mean, in a perfect world, we would love that. I mean, that's what teams usually want to go to be able to get to some of their exotics and the way that they like to blitz and all of that stuff. But it's going to be different because, you know, it's just in the past when that happens, you know, we've found a way to find the one-on-one matchup. So it's going to be a lot more cloud and double teams and different things like that with a lot more attention to me. And I think that, you know, we're trying to find the best way to attack that and still be able to be productive in the pass game as well, you know, myself and for everybody else too. So a little bit of an adjustment, but whatever everybody else is talking about has nothing to do with what's actually going on.
How do you fight through that, knowing that that's what you're going to face time after time again, and maybe it's going to come at some expenses?
Yeah, I mean, it's nothing new. I've been getting played like this for the past 3-4 years now. So, I mean, definitely over the past 3, it's been all the same things. You just got to adjust. And like we talked about before, it's so early in the season where, you know, a lot of the adjustments that people are making, I mean, it's just not as loud as this because nobody else has to deal with it the way we do, you know. And it was the same, you know, when I was on the Packers, and then we had to find different ways. And obviously we played professional ball together, Aaron and I, longer than what me and Derek have. So, you know, we found times to, you know, and it kind of was a little bit more gradual than what this was. You know, we jumped straight into the fire, had a few one-on-one opportunities in the first week and got 17 targets. So now people are changing that up, obviously. And, you know, we got to change some stuff up too.
Like you said, you're no one new to being double team. But in the past, what's helped you stay effective and get some extra help?
I mean, just labbing up in-game adjustments, finding out what's the best routes to run, you know, best way to still be able to be a part of the game. And the good part is that I got a great group of guys that I work with, you know, from the quarterbacks to, you know, to the coaches, that are really open and receptive to the different type of things that I see. And they know that I've dealt with it for a while, so they know, you know, they'll trust my word on it. So just being able to adjust on the fly, and, you know, because the way that the Titans play may not be the same thing that the Broncos are going to do. I'm sure it'll be some similar ways to try to, you know, take me away, but, you know, the ways that they'll do it will be different, so the in-game adjustment will be different.
You guys obviously have skill to be a really good red zone team. Hasn't translated yet. Reasons, or how can that improve?
It's just execution, and like I said, just being able to adjust in-game and find out what's the best way and best plays to get to, you know, give us the best chance at having success.
On Sunday, you guys kind of got a couple of trick plays, including you getting a carry. Is that kind of something you want to put an emphasis on, of just, it doesn't have to be as a pass catcher, not just to get the ball in my hands and get my back to this team?
Yeah, I mean, however it can happen. I mean, it's on them to scheme that up. That's the coach's job. But, you know, I'm going to do, you know, the best that I can with what I'm given. And I wouldn't call that a trick play in the one in the game. And obviously it wasn't a successful play, but, you know, there's different ways. And if we get that guy blocked, then now I'm on the corner and it's a whole different story. So, I'm down to do whatever is going to be able to have us put the best product together on film.
Look at what Denver's done through the first three games. They're obviously buttering the bread with defense. Mm-hmm. But the defensive-minded team, does it make it maybe easier because you're seeing everything up front, whereas maybe a complex team, you never know where they're going to attack? Here, you're just focusing on what they do on defense, and as an offensive specialist, you prepare better for that.
I mean, sure, kind of. I mean, at the end of the day, when you have a really good defense like that, it's never going to be easy. I mean, they got a lot of people that have played for a long time, and they got some guys that are impact players on their defense that haven't played very long, but have still came in and, you know, made a name for themselves. So they really don't have a weakness on defense, which is something that helps them, even though we do know they're a defensive-minded team. Still got to go out there and try to make plays. So I wouldn't call it easier, but, I mean, it narrows our focus on offense down for sure.
Thanks for listening to the Raiders Press Pass. For all things silver and black, download the Raiders app and visit Raiders.com.
The Las Vegas Raiders have partnered with the global lifestyle app True Connect to give the gift of wellness. Transform your mind, body, and soul through thousands of hours of premium fitness content, guided meditations, progress tracking, and more. Visit tcfree.fit to redeem one free year of True Connect exclusively for Raider Nation.